America Meditating Blog Talk Radio Show. We collect wisdom, hear stories, and inspire each other. I'm Sister Jenna. Tune in live from Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. My name is Misty Crutchfield with Gandhi's Bee Magazine, an online magazine designed to raise awareness and inspire people about all of the amazing things happening in the world, as well as all the challenging things that can help us raise awareness so we can make a difference in the world and be the change. One of my inspirations is Sister Jenna and America Meditating Radio. I listen, you should too.
Do you want to power up your day? Are you feeling overwhelmed? Can't manage the speed? Time to get off the grid and get into the heart. A groundbreaking meditation CD for people on the move.
And at this time, I choose to get off the grid and step inside the heart. Take a break. Breathe. Why don't you visit the Peace Village Learning and Retreat Center, 518-589-5000.
I'm Roger Nelson. I'm the founder and director of the Global Consciousness Project, and you are listening to America Meditating Radio Show.
Welcome, everyone. This is Sister Jenna from the America Meditating Radio. That was Sab Kuch from the Brahma Kumaris, a beautiful song in Hindi, a global beat. You know what it translated to in English? It's basically about creating these special thoughts inside of your mind that actually link to the beauty and the purity
of God as the supreme energy. And so she's singing about how when I elevate my thoughts into a pure and special place, I feel you. So I just really felt moved to have that be played today because I think it's such a divine attunement. I mean, songs on a global level that really span out of our just way of returning on, you know, 96.FM or listening to Drake or Beyonce or all of these incredible artists that are out there making millions of dollars. Would you believe Adele's song, Hello, sold millions in just a matter of like 30 minutes, if even that much. And so to me, it's always clear about the power of sound and the power of music. And even when I listen to Adele's music, especially her latest, and we're hoping to have her on the air as well soon, and she's coming to Washington, by the way, next year in October. They've already promoted it. Can you believe it? I was looking to find a place of sorrow that I needed to feel because the song was emoting that. So when I was realizing that I don't know if I needed to go there, I started to tap into where she was in her being, in her soul, that could amplify such a vibration that would touch so many millions of lives to remind them of the aches of relationships gone awry. And so this conversation today is about how music can elevate our awareness and make us more move towards a path of wisdom. Stay tuned. We're going to have composer Yuval Ron on the air, and we're going to have him, you know, inspire us more about the power of sound and how we can elevate our own consciousness into a place of divinity and goodness. Before I get Yuval on the air, I'd like to go to playing one of my favorite meditation CDs, which is Off the Grid, Into the Heart. It's a little bit of a pep one because it's for those in the car and on the move. So take a very deep breath, relax, and let's get off the grid, but stay inside the heart while we trek to our next meeting. Breathe in. In this meditation, I invite you to become aware of the two types of consciousness that reside within the soul. Let us choose the consciousness of light over the darkness of past stories, the history that gets into our way. Let us now remember our connection to the supreme energy, the supreme soul, the being of light. For far too long, we have allowed the external forces to dictate our inner force. And at this time, I choose to get off the grid and step inside the heart to be myself. I choose to no longer be under the influence of what the world tells me, what my parents have told me, my spouse, friends, or anyone who has been a negative influence in my life. In this meditation, I stand strong in the original, eternal, imperishable worth of the soul. I, the being of light, the soul of power, I step into the heart and I become a being of love, a being of light and goodness. One Wish by Lucinda Drayton on her Bliss CD, and I hope you enjoyed Off the Grid, Into the Heart, my main track on my latest CD, Off the Grid, Into the Heart. Today we welcome Yuval Ron to the American Meditating Radio Show. He and Dr. Richard, who I spoke to recently, had joined us, and we discussed their work with Meta Mindfulness Music and their new CDs. Today, Ron joins us to discuss his new award-winning book, Divine Attunement. Yuval is an Oscar-winning composer, Grammy-nominated musician, lecturer, peace activist, author, and from my last conversation with Yuval, everyone, just a really good-hearted human being. His multi-faith ensemble performs peace tours around the world, bonding people of all nationalities and religions. And Yuval's career includes work in film, television, radio, dance, theater, teaching, at leading universities. To date, he has produced more than 20 CDs and over 100 musical compositions. Among his many honors, Yuval received Los Angeles Treasure Award in 2004. He composed the score for the musical West Bank Story, which won an Oscar in 2006. He has just touched things that just went into gold. His new book, Divine Attunement, Music as a Path to Wisdom, won the Gold Medal Award for the Best Spirituality Book at the Indie Book Award in 2015. Today we welcome Yuval to the American Meditating Radio. Hello, my brother. Welcome back.
Hello, Sister Jenna. Good morning. It's lovely to be with you. And I must tell you, as a musician, is that the sound of your voice, there's a quality to the vibration of your voice. And that is a testament how sound can affect us positively. There's a certain reason why we like to listen to certain radio. There's a certain reason why we prefer a yoga teacher over another yoga teacher, or even a therapist, or even a friend, even to a degree of a spouse, you know, choosing mate for life. Sometimes people are not aware that they make the choice not because the way their spouse dresses or what they do for a living, but the sound of their voice.
Wow, wow. So we're going to have to do a CD together.
Yes, I'm looking forward.
I want to talk about this new CD. In addition to your new CDs produced by Meta Mindfulness Music, you've also written a new book, rather, called Divine Attunement. It's a beautiful title, by the way. And I want our listeners to know about what the book offers and what was behind you're writing a book on divine attunement, especially at this time where the media has been pushing just so much violence, Yuval, and we both know that there isn't that much violence happening in the world, but they keep emphasizing it because it's selling the fear that every human being walks with. And so here you're coming out with a book that I believe would be taking people away from supporting fear. Tell us a little bit about Divine Attunement. Yes.
This book came about, started in Butler University in Indianapolis, in Indiana. I was there on a musical tour with my ensemble, and I was a resident scholar and an artist on campus, and I gave talks and master classes. And one of the students came to me after one of the talks. I think it was a talk about sacred ecstasy, how sound can lead us to a place beyond ourselves and to connect to a divine source, like you're referring to it as the soul in your meditation. And after the lecture, the student came to me and said, you have to write this in a book. this must be out there in a book for more people to read. And I told her, look, I'm a composer, I'm a musician, I'm touring, I'm recording, I have no time to sit and write. And she said, no, you have to write this book. And I said, well, maybe when I retire one day when I'm 80 years old, maybe I'll have time to write it. She said, no, you have to write it. And I said, but it's very slow for me to write. I can talk, I can lecture, I can interview very easily. It just flows out of me. But to sit and write it, it's a very slow and long process for me. So she said, you know what, how about if you record all your talks and your concerts and workshops and seminars when you teach in Esalen Institute and when you teach in universities and in centers around the globe, and send us the recordings, and we, the students, will transcribe it, because we would enjoy just to be with you on the road and learn more. So we would listen to everything that you record. We will transcribe it, send it to you, and you make a book out of it. And I said, you know, that is something that I could do. And so for the last 5 years, these good people from Indianapolis have done these transcriptions for me. And then I edited it, and then I sent it to publishers and Oracle Institute Press, very, very beautiful people from Virginia, picked it up, and they published it and sent it out. And it won a gold medal for best spirituality book in 2015, which is something beyond any of our expectations.
Yeah. Congratulations. Congratulations. So let's talk about music and the path to wisdom that it can offer. Does this mean that through music we attune with divine wisdom?
Well, music is path. You see, music is there to help us go towards the divine. You know, it's a very tricky thing. The divine is in all things, and it's in us. It's in every cell of living being. And yet, we cannot see it, can feel it. But it's not as tangible as we would like it to be. So for some people, it's very accessible. They feel the divine all the time. But most people are distracted, and they see life as little pieces. Like you see your friend as another piece of reality, and you see the desk, and you see the tree, and you see the river, and you see the skies and the clouds, and everything is separate pieces, and we don't see the oneness of all things. But music, especially devotional music, ecstatic music, and I explain in the book what makes music elevates you to that place of the divine. What kind of music they use in Sufi mystical ceremonies, what kind of music they use in Kabbalistic Jewish ceremonies, what kind of music they used in ancient early Christian times, you know, before it developed into Europe, but in the early days of Christianity. And I explain the building blocks of music that can take us to an elevated place. The fascinating thing for me was, through my research, is to find how similar the building blocks are among the different spiritual paths, if it's Judaism, Islam, and Christianity in the Middle East, have identical musical building blocks that are used in all three traditions to bring people into sacred ecstasy or to a unity with the divine. So that was something that affirmed my belief that, you know, if we research and if we study the origin of things, we find how similar we are. So I like to use this as an educational tool to encourage people to see the commonality versus the shallow difference that we have.
Well, not only are you using that as an educational tool, but you're also using it as charity, because I understand that you're donating proceeds from your book to international charities that support feeding the hungry, you know, spreading interfaith understanding and peace. Let us know more about some of the charities that you'll be supporting, and why did you make such a decision, bringing a lot of your fortune into saying, it serves me to have actually just done the work is what I pick up. It's serving you to have offered the book and the music as your gift. Now, that's your fortune. But then there you go to take it to another level and go, I want to now donate some of what's coming in to areas that I think are really important to me. Why did you make such a decision? This is my interpretation of you, though.
Yes, as I told the listeners, this book came to me as a surprise. I never, ever in my life imagine that I will write a book. I'm a composer, and I release CDs. I present concerts, and I score music for films and TV, and that is how I support my family. And here I received a gift from life. I didn't initiate it. A student of mine initiated this whole project. I never thought about publishing a book, and here's there's a publisher who's sending it out to awards and winning awards and medals, and this all came to me without me really going after it. And I really, like you said, I perceive it as a gift. I received a gift, and I feel it's not fair if life giving me a gift that I just keep all that for myself, because I received it from life. So I wish to share this gift with life, with living being around me, and especially people in need. So there's specific organizations that I identify, and I've been watching for years, and I've been visiting them and seeing how they work. And these are mostly educational institutions in the Middle East that educate children who are Arab and Jews together, Christians, Muslims, and Jews, in Israel and in Palestine. There's one school in Jerusalem, there's one school in the north of Israel, in the Galilee, and there's one in the south, in the desert. And I've been involved with these schools. I've been supporting them. I've been going there, bringing my fans to visit, and I gave musical masterclasses there. I gave workshops, and I've donated my CDs to support them, to encourage the families to stay in the school and to bring more families to the school. And these are people who break the segregation. They choose to educate their children together with children of other faiths. And that's something that is quite rare in Israel and in Palestine. It's very rare. There are very few schools that have the courage to do that, because the mainstream is against that. The mainstream want to segregate. They want to say, okay, people of certain religion has to study in a separate school, and kids of another religion has to study in a separate school, and they never meet, and they don't learn about each other. And I believe that understanding and knowledge and understanding can avoid violence. If we just know, really know, the history and the philosophy of our neighbors, of people of other faiths, of other cultures, of other race, it would be harder for us to harm them if we really understand, truly understand, and also meet them as humans. If our children play with their children, if our children are friend with their children, it wouldn't be so easy for us to hurt them if we see them as human beings. And those schools serve that purpose. So some of the proceeds from the book are going to support these schools in Jerusalem, in the Galilee, and in the south, the Negev, the desert.
Oh, that's wonderful. You've won many awards and honors. You've produced many CDs and musical compositions. You've written an award-winning book. What's next for Yuval? What's the next step for you?
There are many, many projects that I'm working on, including sound solutions for all kinds of conditions like lack of sleep and anxiety and depression and paranoia. And I'm working with Dr. Richard Gold of Meta Mindfulness Music on creating sound solutions that would be really, really targeting and have the right dosage of vibrations to help people who have difficulties in life. Some people really suffer from lack of sleep, and they don't even know why. They go to therapists, they go to doctors, and nobody can find why, how to cure it. And there are people who suffer from migraines, and Western doctors just tell them, take a pill, and the pill doesn't work. And nobody knows why. Why do they have migraines? They say, just chronic migraine. I know people that suffer for years and years and years, and their parents suffered from it, and they just accept it that it's genetic or it's something that they got, a curse that they got, and they really can't function one day of the week. Every week they have one day where they are completely paralyzed. And I found that with sound, we can elevate those conditions with sound vibrations. So I'm working on a series of musical tracks that would be sound solutions for people who suffer. And in addition to that, one of my most exciting projects that I'm most excited about that is coming up in January 2016 is that several fans of my music and supporters of my work have approached me to start a nonprofit foundation that would raise funds from foundations and grants and from private sponsors to send my ensemble to teach in schools that cannot afford having any musical education and any training, schools in really difficult neighborhoods that need that. And for, with our new foundations, the way we're going to do it is that we will gift the music and the music education that I do with children, we would gift it to the schools. We would target schools. We will identify neighborhoods and schools around the world, not just in the U.S., and we will work with them to coordinate visits and master classes and workshops to work with children and to educate them about the ideas that I bring forth of unity, of oneness, of harmony, of beauty, and using music and dance to do that. So our intention, and that's why I'm excited about it, is that we are going to take money out of the equation, meaning the schools and the communities will not need money. They will not need to worry about money. It will come to them as a gift.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That's that is very exciting, yeah.
Well, we definitely need to bring that to the nation's capital. The D.C.
Sure.
public school system is really
sure.
thirsting for something creative to really amplify the well-being of those children. Yuval, I would love to keep talking with you because I just love the work that you are collaborating on and being a part of. So definitely keep us updated, and we'll be happy
Thank
to amplify
you.
Your story and share in your story. And before I let you go, in just a few words, if you had the power to change the world and make it a better place, how would you do it?
Well, I would do two things. I would require every school on this globe to teach every child from the age of 8 up daily practice of meditation and daily practice of music, musical instrument education, and yoga. So I would do yoga, meditation, and musical education for every child on this earth every day. You know, half an hour of meditation, an hour of yoga, half an hour of musical instruction, minimum. And that could change the world.
Love it, love it. A website that our listeners can get in touch with some of the good that you're doing.
Well, it's best if they would go to my website, which is yuvalronmusic.com. And it's spelled like Y-U-V-A-L. ronmusic.com.
Beautiful. Yuval, thank you so much for joining us on the air today, and I really mean it. Let's do a CD together.
Wonderful. Yes, I will be in touch with your staff, and I think it's great. It's an exciting prospect for me as well.
And if you're ever in Washington, please come, and we will definitely create the platform for you to present at the museum.
Wonderful. We'll do that.
All the best, Yuval. Take care.
Thank you, Sister Jenna. Happy
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Same to you. Bye-bye. I loved his cure. Music, art, it's all we need. And the irony is we are pulling back funding and support in the areas of arts, in the areas of these things that are so needed to make our children just more well-rounded. I don't know what our future looks like when I look at 2-3-year-olds on an iPad knowing more about this world outside on an internet machine than I do, but yet they can't come and run over and hug me like they used to. Is it that we're supposed to be moving towards a more detached society? Is that really the cure? Are we really supposed to reach a point where we're minding our business and really are no longer connected to a divine attunement of our own existence? I'm going to leave that for you to answer on your own. Thank you so much for joining us on the air today. That was Yuval Ron, and you can reach him at yuvalronmusic.com. Hope you enjoyed our conversation. Remember, no one can take away your happiness unless you give them permission. And we are here to love each other the same. So let us do that. We end today with Lone Space by Bliss. Take care, everyone.